The bill, called the Coal Ash Cleanup Act, passed the House 82-32. It reworks the 2014 Coal Ash Management Act, which passed after a major coal ash spill at Duke Energy's Dan River plant in Eden. The new bill eliminates the Independent Coal Ash Management Commission, something Governor Pat McCrory didn't like, and it includes a new requirement that Duke provide coal plant neighbors with a permanent clean water supply, such as city water or filters, by October 2018. In exchange, Duke can ask regulators for permission to leave coal ash in place at up to half its North Carolina plants. Duke also must repair leaking coal ash ponds and dams and create a system for recycling ash in concrete products. Duke and state regulators support the bill, but environmentalists called it a bailout for Duke. They say the legislature ignored the will of thousands of residents who argued at public hearings that Duke should be required to remove ash. Lawmakers say the bill was a compromise with Governor McCrory, who vetoed an earlier version. It now awaits his signature. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.